Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. And count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount+.
Erie County Parks announced earlier this morning on social media that there's some new signage that has been added to the Eternal Flame Trail in Chestnut Ridge Park. What can you tell us about what visitors and hikers can expect when they head out to Orchard Park and maybe want to check out the Eternal Flame at Chestnut Ridge?
Absolutely. So we've just added some educational signage along the trailhead and at the Seifert Road parking area, just to better educate visitors, especially those that might not be familiar with the Eternal Flame. It can be pretty steep, and if there's any wet conditions, it can be slippery. And people might not realize that part of the trail goes through a creek bed. So things like wearing proper footwear are really important. And a lot of times people just don't do their research before they go out. And we want to make sure that people are educated and prepared so that we can prevent any injuries and potential rescues.
How much of this was influenced by the uptick in the amount of incidents on the park trail, that particular park trail over the years, with maybe people getting lost or people being injured on that trail?
Yeah, you know, I think the Eternal Flame was kind of a local secret for a long time, and it has become really, really popular for people that live in the area as well as out-of-towners. And we love to see people in our parks. We love getting people active and hiking. But with that, obviously, comes more risk for getting lost and getting injured. And the sheriff's department, our park rangers, the fire department, they have all had to be very involved in rescuing people. And we want to alleviate that as much as possible. So as much as we can educate people, the better. We recommend people checking out the trail map in advance. We have a large parking area at the official trailhead on Route 277. There is also a pull-off parking area on Seifert Road that a lot of people have gotten used to parking in, which is fine, but the official entrance is at that parking lot, the trailhead on 277. There's some porta-potties there. It's a large parking area. Some maps. That's where you'll see some of that signage. There's some benches there. And one thing we've seen a lot, I saw it myself this summer, we did a safety hike and saw a lot of people wearing Crocs. And it's easy to wear Crocs, they're comfy and everything, right? But they're not great for hiking. Not when you're, going over rocks and tree roots and everything. Flip-flops are not great. So hiking boots or really just sneakers are better than anything, like Crocs or open-toed sandals.
And I saw some of the photos that Erie County Parks did tweet out. What exactly do these signs say? I know that there was one that has a QR code. Just feel free to talk about what those signages might say and where the QR code might direct you to.
Yeah, not all of our signage was posted in that social media post. We do have a kiosk at the trailhead that shows the map and some general park rules. At the Seifert Road pull-off area, we do have a sign encouraging people to park at the main trailhead parking lot. Again, it's a large parking area. That's where the kiosk with the map is. That's where the benches are and porta potties. and some signage about proper footwear recommended.
Very good.
And then along the trail, we have some new stakes. They're bright yellow stakes, and they say stay off the ravines. It's extremely dangerous to climb up or down on those ravines. We really want to keep people on the trails.
All right, Nicole, feel free to give us some more advice or whatnot if people are looking to plan a trip to Chestnut Ridge and what they should be aware of and just advice so they don't find themselves hurt or injured. I know you've talked about a lot, but anything else that maybe we've missed?
Just like any other time you're going to be hiking, be aware of the condition. Check the weather. Today is nice, but it rained earlier. It rained a little bit the last couple of days, so it might be wet. It might be slippery. That might mean schedule your hike for another time. It might mean just allow for some more time and be extra careful and make sure you're wearing the proper shoes. Always tell somebody where you're going so they know. If they haven't heard from you, they know where you are and maybe they can check in on you. Just take your time. Don't rush. Know your limits. That's a big thing is we've had a lot of rescues because people aren't physically prepared to do this hike. Maybe they have asthma and forgot their inhaler. Maybe they had a recent procedure and their doctor might not have cleared them to do a hike like this. We do have park ranger led hikes. So if you're not comfortable going out there on your own, or if you're not sure where to go, sign up for one of our hikes. It's free and our park rangers will safely take you for a hike.
Very good, Nicole. Anything else you want to add to our conversation that we haven't touched base on?
People can visit erie.gov/parks for our park maps and information about all of our parks, including the Eternal Flame Trail at Chestnut Ridge.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Deborah had to have surgery.
I had hip surgery in November of 2024.
Her UnitedHealthcare nurse, Crystal, checked on her.
We do a routine call after surgery, and I could tell that she was struggling.
Deborah needed help.
My infection markers were through the roof.
And Crystal knew what to do.
I called the hospital and said she's coming in.
And got Deborah the help she needed.
Crystal and UnitedHealthcare saved my life.
Hear more stories like Deborah's at UHC.com. Benefits, features, and/or devices vary by plan area. Limitation and exclusions apply.
You can't count on much these days.
No way, Jim! This is incredible!
But you can always count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.
Here we go! This time for real!
Watch your local NFL game live every Sunday, starting with a classic Week 1 NFC North rivalry between the Lions and the Packers. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today and count on Sundays with the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus.